This week only, carry out one pizza at menu price and get a second pizza free when you order at Domino's.com or on the Domino's app. It's a great deal, not to mention an excuse to get out of the house, like if your kids are on a 24-hour sugar high. Or if the in-laws drop by for a week. Or if you just hate your son's new parakeet.
Hello, cupcake. Might be time for Domino's.
So go ahead, enjoy some alone time with Domino's. Carry out only. You must select this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Applies to menu price pizza ordered online. Second pizza of equal or lesser value for free.
Blog Talk Radio.
That I've been looking forward for a long time. Did I say long? For a long time. This lady on the show that I'm about to introduce, she's my, you know, we have the Women Crush Wednesday, Women's Crush or whatever it's called, Female Crush. She is my hero. I look up to this woman. I first met her, or I was introduced to her when I was watching VIP with Pamela Anderson, and it's three ladies, and this lady was my Sabrina Duncan, okay? She's smart, she's beautiful, inside and out. Tonight's episode of the show is called How Exercising Can Impact Your Life. We're going to be covering a lot of things within an hour, and without further ado, this is my girl. This is the woman who I look up to. This is the abs of steel, Miss Natalie Raetano. Hello, Natalie.
Oh, my God. Jackie, thank you so much for that warm, welcome introduction. That's so awesome. So excited. Oh, we finally made it happen, right?
I know. Thank you, God. And, first off, I want to say the Women Are Worthy show, we thank you for being on the show. We know you're an extremely busy person, and we want to thank you. I mean, you know, now that I have, you know, you're there's certain people that when they're on the show that I can say, yeah, I love them, but I'm actually a fan now. So I want to calm myself and not gush, because it's like I find myself gushing over you. So I just need to bring it in, be professional,
hold
that
in.
I know I can be, you know, and just,
well,
you know,
for the name
like,
of the show,
oh
it's
God.
A worthy cause. It's worth making time for. I'm excited.
Thank you. And tonight, I want, without further ado, I want to go ahead and get into the questions. Are you nice and comfy? We can get into the questions.
Oh, yeah, I'm comfy. I'm sitting right here by my big window looking out on that dirty Hudson water that makes good pizza out here.
Yes. And for those of you that don't know, she's in New York right now, and you know that's my hometown. And we're going to get into who she is for those of you who's under a rock and don't know who this lady is, because I've been stalking her. I've been talking about her all on my page. I've posted her on the page prior to her doing the show. So this woman is a fit. I consider her my Tammy Lee Webb. I consider her my Jeanette Jenkins. This is who this lady is for me right now. And that's just it. So we're going to get right into the show. Natalie, how hard was it for you to transition from an actress to a fitness guru or what you're doing now?
Well, it was a journey. However, fitness was always something I've been into. Like years ago, if you look into my past, I was doing fitness before I did VIP, and I was actually on a dance fitness show when dance fitness was like hip-hop fitness, and it was called Hip-Hop Body Shop. And I worked at a gym kind of like to subsidize my living, and then I got into this hip-hop workout stuff and then ended up like going all over with that. It turned into a TV show, and so I kind of always had a fitness background anyways. It's so funny because my trainer, when I was on the TV show, tried to surprise me here in New York City and went to the wrong Barry's. That was so sad today. But when I didn't want to act anymore, I was like, well, what else am I great at? And I started, training people slowly. And I started working back at Barry's. And I just decided to go full force into it and completely do 100% of fitness and retire from acting. And I did. There's a lot of steps in between that time, but it wasn't easy. However, it's definitely, I'm walking in my purpose. I don't know if you have ever heard of Alan Hattie. Oh, my God. They would be so upset if I forgot. Vertical Leap. And it's like a weekend of where you birth your purpose. And I'm really good friends with the actor Derek Luke and his wife Sophia Luke. They're very strong Christians. And we all went to the same church when I was in L.A. called Spirit Food Christian Center. And like once a month we would go up and do this vertical leap thing where you birth your purpose in life. And after doing that a couple times, it was like I knew that was what I was supposed to do, and I just went for it 100%. I literally quit acting. Like, I quit. I said, if you want me, then Tom Cruise is gonna have to come to my house and give me the job. I'm not on that. To get me back into that scene. So I just like, whatever you put your focus in on, that spirit will come and live in you. And that's just what I did. I did things for free at the very beginning. I tried things that didn't work. I trained people, just whatever. I just did everything fitness.
Wow.
And then my boss kept on flying me here to New York City. And then they eventually said, you do very well out here. Come to New York. And I did. In 2 weeks here, I started training L.A. Reed. I trained him for the last 3 years. I'm not training him right now. We have since parted ways. And not that he fired me. I'm just going to say that. But I just decided to even branch out more. And I'm a master trainer for Barry's Bootcamp and also Jillian Michaels' branded workout called Body Shred. So,
did you say Jillian Michaels? Did you say Jillian Michaels?
Jillian Michaels, the other girl from The Biggest Loser.
Yes.
She's not doing it anymore now, but she's has a branded 30-minute workout that I go to different gyms and I certify other instructors to teach it.
Oh, okay. Natalie, with all the other fitness craze or fads, or because, some come and go, Barry has been out there for, as long as I can remember. How did you get involved with Barry? And number two, not just get involved, why did you choose Barry? And another question I'd like to ask, can you explain to those of us out here, what is Barry's boot camp?
Okay, let me go. Let's start with the first question. How did I know Barry? How did I pick Barry? Well,
Barry was one of my students. Years and years ago, before I acted, I was teaching workout. There was a similar workout that Barry's Bootcamp was like right now. And the owners at the time, Barry, John Mumford, and Rachel Mumford, they were my students. And I was Barry's teacher. So you can interview him. He'll tell you that right now. So I ended up quitting that gym because I got VIP. In that time, Barry, it wasn't his gym. The person who owned the gym fell on hard times and unfortunately got involved with drugs, so they lost their studio. Barry opened it up, and they turned it into Barry's Boot Camp, and they had that boot camp there since. It's now like I think it's 15 to 17 years in the running
right.
now. And now we have like, we have something like, I want to say 14 locations all over the world. And it just got bought out by a private equity. So there's going to be a Barry's Boot Camp in your neighborhood very soon. So when I decided to go back into fitness full time, I was working at a spa, and the owner came in, who is a very good friend of mine, Rachel Mumford, one of the owners. Now it's you know, under, they all are partners in it, but Joey Gonzalez is the CEO now, and he runs things. But she was like, "What do you regret when you did VIP that you didn't do?" And I was like, I wish I would have taught class still. I wish I would have like just done charity classes and you know, but my life was in such a whirlwind, you know, you could have, should have, would have. Anyway, she goes, well, she went to her car and she came back. She goes, would you teach on Saturdays? So I went and I forgot how to do it. I was like, terrible. Okay, I went in, and because what Barry's Boot Camp is it's actually you're teaching two classes at once. There's 20 to 30 treadmills in the room, and then there's the floor going on. So you're giving a treadmill run, and you're doing floor choreography. Each day is a different body part, and so the first day sucked, and then all of a sudden I got a chance to do this movie. And this is one of the reasons why I quit acting, too. I, out of the blue, get called to do this movie in South Africa for 2 months, okay? So I was like, obviously not turning that down, and it was great money. Well, being at one of the most incredible experiences of my life, it was one of the most horrible acting experiences that I've ever, went through. The actresses were, I'm not a negative person. They
right.
were the most awful people, some of the most awful people I have ever met in my life. And I didn't want to act again. I'm like, I never want to go through stuff like that ever, ever, ever. It was so bad. I didn't want to do it again. So after getting back, I started teaching at Barry's like one class a week. And then when I really made that transition, I was teaching every single day. I had about, but when I moved here, I had about 20 private clients. In Los Angeles, I had nothing when I came here to New York City. I had to completely like reinvent myself. But that's how Barry and I came into play. Because at one time in our lives, they were my students, and that's how that whole thing came full circle. And now I'm, you know, one of the top teachers in the city, which is like so unbelievable to me. I almost go like, how'd that happen? When I walk past my poster on Tribeca, I'm like, really? Because in Tribeca studio has a poster, a huge like building of all our faces.
Right.
I'm sure you've seen it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. And for those of you, she's being modest, okay? So let me interrupt her for a minute. She's being modest. She is a great instructor. She knows what she's doing, and most importantly, you get results. Now, have I taken her class? No, but she doesn't know, unbeknownst to her. I know someone who's taken her class. And also, if you're in New York City, you must try, not just New York City, Barry's Boot Camp, period, but if you are in New York, you know, please take Natalie's class and, you know, call
yeah,
me.
Please, and introduce thing. Yourself to me. Come up to me and say, I heard you on the radio, please, like, so I can know who you are and stay in touch with you. And if you have any, you know, hit me up on Facebook or my Twitter or anything. I always, you know, when God puts it on my heart, I do get back to people, you know.
That's true. Can you give them your handle? So for those listening out there who wants to get in touch with you, or not just you, get in touch with your class, how can they register? What's the website for Barry's Boot Camp? And where in New York are you?
Okay, so if you want to take my class in New York, you just go to www.barrysbootcamp.com, and then they have all the locations, and I'm obviously in the New York City area, and I teach at all the studios. There's one in Chelsea, there's one in NoHo, there's one in Tribeca, and if you just, I think you can put the instructor that you're looking for, and it'll give you that instructor's schedule. So, you know, you can sign up online, or, you know, if it's your first time and you've never done it before and it's not a busy class, I could maybe comp a class to somebody. I'd be more than happy to do that. Let them try. But we're going to be in your neighborhood someday real soon.
Okay. And we should be expecting her in Atlanta sometime because she's so popular there. She's going to be in Atlanta. That's my from my lips to God's ear. Nat, can you please tell me, you mentioned giving birth to your purpose. Can you explain how important that is for someone, not just giving birth to it, but actually walking and living in their purpose?
Well, I think it's important to sometimes sit down, and there's so many people that, well, for me, I had gotten into a place where I came out of a really bad relationship and tore me down so much that I couldn't even book an acting job. It was just like insane, from going to VIP, the popularity of that show, to not being able to, you know, I had to move into a little apartment. I mean, I had to start over and get a regular job and stuff like that. And I just had to, like, I really had to get with God. I mean, I've got to give it to God, because at the time I was like, what else am I good at? What else am I great at? What am I supposed to be doing? You know what I mean? And I was always a teacher, like, my whole life. I taught skiing. I taught, I was like a lifeguard. I taught dance for years. Even when I was in school, that was my major. I was a ballet dancer. And, I'm a teacher, so I'm really good at that. That's one of my gifts, I believe. And I always tell, like, I tell the kids that are my, I'm like Mama Bear at work, because I'm the oldest teacher, because I just turned 49 last week. And so everybody comes to me, like, for advice. And I always tell everybody that when you're a teacher, it's not about you. You're a leader. It's a gift to be able to lead people into their health and better day, or out of somebody might be just having, you know, some in New York City, it's kind of cutthroat here, and teachers are very egotistical, and sometimes, you know, they're not going to do what you tell them to do, and some of the kids get, like, mad about it. And I was like, it doesn't matter. You don't know what they're walking in that room with. They might just need to walk on a treadmill and not do your runs, and you need to be okay with that, you know? So I just knew through doing it and the abundance I received from it that I was walking in my purpose. And through just throughout the tons of prayer and tons of, like, you know, just keeping doing it, and my drive to do it, my ambition to reach more people. And, you know, everybody's always like, why being the Biggest Loser? Da, 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 da. And it's like, that's not, I'm really, I wish I had that drive to do that. But then that's going to be all about fame and doing it. It's going to take away from, like, what I get. I believe God gave me that platform on VIP so people do know me. And, you know, I can touch as many lives as I can while I am here and able to do this gift, you know?
Right.
The only thing I can say is just, like, ask yourself, especially if you're unhappy in your everyday job, it's like it, and struggling with money. Cause I believe, like, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it might not, you might not be poured in financially, but eventually the blessings chase you down. And that's what I learned at Vertical Leap, you know. When you're living in your purpose, you don't chase after the blessings anymore. They chase you down. And you know what I mean? For example,
right.
I'm doing Barry's Boot Camp out here, and one of my best friends is Jillian Michaels' manager. And I had a poster in Miami up because they were opening up and I was going to guest teach there. And she drove past it. She's like, I want her as one of my master instructors. And I had done a video with her before I moved. She was so mad. She didn't want me to move. She wanted me to stay in LA. But she was like, who has Jillian Michaels wanting you? Like, That's right, a blessing, right. Not chasing you down. It's running you over with a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's so, she's the top. There's nobody that sells more videos than she does. There's nobody that's written books. Like, she's an ace and an angel, and I love the girl.
But that's, like, what I mean when you're just going along and, you know, you're living your life and stuff like that happens and the doors open easier and people came into your life. Like, I met L.A. Reid at his wife was talking to me at a party. I wasn't even talking to him. I was sitting next to her. We didn't even have a discussion, L.A. and I. And one of the other instructors, we were in the Hamptons at a big, like, amazing party. And this other instructor, I saw him, you know, trying to, like, approach him and, like, you know, train him. And, you know, and I was like, I don't roll like that. I just, like, laid in the cut. I didn't even talk to him. Next thing I know, the wife calls me, and I ended up getting to train him for 3 years. Wow.
It's like, I didn't even, and he trained with me every single day. I about lost my mind. It's like, it just became, for he and I, it just became, he wanted me there, like, all the time, and I needed, like, a specific time to be there and leave. And, you know, people like that get whatever they want. And I did it for as long as I could till it didn't make sense anymore. And I was like, you know, I've got to have time before you and after you. You know, I can't kind of like.
Right.
If you're paying me all those hours, fine. You know, but that unfortunately wasn't the case. So I had to, like, move on from that situation. However, I love him, respect him, he's everything. His family, his wife is amazing. Everybody, that was such a great experience. But that's an example of a blessing chasing you down when you're walking and living in your purpose. I mean, if that's the only thing I can say is that I just tried to say, I just knew I loved it and I'm happy doing it. Even like when I would be driving and doing, like, I used to train my pastor and his wife, you know, at no charge, obviously, but it would be like an hour drive to get there. But I didn't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, you're putting so much blessing into me, like, I'd be able to walk here.
So let me ask you now, if President Obama were to appoint you as the executive director of the President's Council of Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, how would you change the national approach to fitness? In youth, particularly, because you're seeing these kids and, you know, they're overweight, the obesity thing is really skyrocketing. What one thing would you implement if he said, okay, if you implement this, Congress will pass it and it'll go into effect right away? What would you do?
Well, you know that's what Michelle has been all about this whole time, is trying to make a difference, you know, but there's so many, it's an epidemic. Obesity is a disease and an epidemic. It's like, it's not about, like, you know, just bringing a little bit of gym class back into your schools, you know. But we need that. I see schools doing it, too. Like, I've lived around schools and they had the kids running around, and I see it here sometimes. But this is a social problem, if I might say, because there's people that are making billions of dollars off of all the crap food that we can walk into any store on any corner and get a bag of Doritos with all those preservatives. We're eating poison is what's happening. And the poison is causing us to be obese. And it actually goes in whoever's, if you're having a baby and you're obese, they're living, those cells are going to be in you. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's a huge chance that your child is going to be obese because you're going to implement all those bad habits. You know, there needs to be a huge, it's not about a little bit of jogging in school anymore.
So would you
start
off with food, education on food? Is that what you would start off with? If he only gave you one, you know, thing that you could pass, would you start off with the education of food and getting rid of all the toxin and poisonous foods out there? That, you know, the chemicals, additives, and preservatives?
Yes. If I had a dream and if I could make that dream come true, it would be to get these big food companies to cook, like, if we could all have clean food. I don't even know how you would ever make something like that happen, but that would be where, that's where it starts. And also, you know, it's so expensive to live now. All families are working, the mother and the father, so there's no guidance. There's hardly any people coming home to their mom, and there's a dinner at 6 o'clock at night. You know, they're grabbing things, they're ordering food in, they're picking up something at the store that's already pre-made. You know, there's very, you know, there's not too many people that are home cooking, and that's a really big problem. We've got to be able to do better.
And you know, I definitely agree with you.
I mean, even honestly, Jackie, if they have the food at the schools that are like cleaner and it's better, but you go home and then there's like, you know, ho-hos in the room, and like there's a bunch of like stuff that you're eating, and when your mom comes home from work at 9 o'clock and you're dead. I mean, the problem lies, it's so big.
You know, and that's true, because I've always said that, yes, you can be a mentor to a child. You can do whatever, you know, when they go to the Boy Scouts. At the end of the day, it doesn't stop there, because when they go home, it's counterproductive. Because if the parents are not educated on what they need to do, you can provide that child guidance for 3 or 4 hours, but when they get home, so you're right, it is a huge epidemic, and, you know, people are dying of cancer, heart attacks. It's just, you know, clean eating.
It's addictive too.
Yeah.
That food, if you have, if you've like eaten clean and then, you know, like have like a junk day, all of a sudden you want so much more, because whatever is in that fruit, the corn syrup, fructose and all that kind of stuff, it makes you want more of it. It's like addictive. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a drug, you know? And it's not easy. I mean, I go through it too. I mean, it's so much easier for me after working until like 9 o'clock. I walk the dog, I'm running in and out. I'm like doing this, doing that. Like, not that I, you know, would order a pizza every night. I'm like, it's so much easier just to like order a pizza than to have it, you know, sit there and cook, or, you know, it would walk the Whole Foods, like the whole thing of walking there, getting on the cell. But I have a hard time too, like being so busy and working and getting my workouts in. So I can't even begin to imagine what it's like with somebody who they don't have any money, and, you know, they're heavy and just everything's out the window. So
Right. That's true. Hey, Nat, I'm getting a lot of questions. This is my number one question that people are asking me. For those struggling with water intake, what would you suggest to make it easier for them to drink water? I can't believe I'm getting a lot of questions on that.
Oh, wow. You just have to, get over it and drink it. Fall in love with it. Get over it. I'm telling you right now, throw all that soda, all those yummy drinks, get rid of it. You have to drink water. You won't be as hungry. You are going to feel better. Your skin's going to be better. You'll have more elasticity. There's no easy way out of a hard place except for just doing it, you know? And if you want to have one soda a week, I'm a coffee drinker. I mean, sometimes I have to, like 4:30, I have to get up tomorrow because I have a client at 6. And I mean, I drink my coffee, but I'm like, nothing quenches my thirst more than water. So you just have, it's like you have to build a habit of it and just kind of like, I mean, buy your favorite water. I just did an article. Did you see my Netflix thing on Facebook?
Yes.
And like, you know, when you sit there, you know, I have like, my favorite water is this Italian water called Panna, that I like. So I'll get a big, huge bottle of that and drink that and make myself drinks, because it, like, I like the bottle. It looks pretty and I like to drink it. And also, to save money on it, you get yourself a Brita. And you always have, like, cold water. That's the only thing I can say is to fall in love with it. Somehow, it will make the most difference in your life. And throw all those drinks out. All of them. Like, because the Diet Coke, any of those, like, if you go to a restaurant and you can get the, what are they called? You push the, from the tap or whatever. I don't even know because I don't drink it. But the only thing I can say, and I push this on all my clients, just drink it. Have a bottle of water with you at all times. Like, I can't even get anywhere without water now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
you're talking
easy
about
way
the soda
out of like it.
I think you're talking about the soda fountain and stuff when you go into those stores and you can do Coke and all those
fountain
other machines
drinks.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're drinking poison when you drink those drinks. Like, it's the worst. The worst. And he's like, and I don't even, I really just drink water and coffee and wine.
See, for those of you just tuning in, we have Natalie Ritano on the radio, and she is phenomenal. She is, tonight's show is called How Exercising Can Impact Your Life. And again, if you guys need to see what this woman looks like, you need to go ahead and Google her. She's on my page. I mean, she's all over my page, you know. So we're here covering fitness because fitness affects, you know, your mind, body, spirit. You know, it affects everything, your mood swings. And we have, someone here who this is what she does for a living. And speaking, talking about that, you're very spiritual. And I've noticed by talking to you and in your page, your Facebook page, what led you down your spiritual path?
Well, I was brought up Catholic. And then I was a dancer my whole life. And my dance teachers were Christians. And they used to have this Bible study, like, every Saturday, and I ended up getting saved at 16. So
cool.
I just have always – my family isn't. I mean, I don't know, maybe my mom is. But so I've been on my own journey with the Lord. It wasn't for my family. It was on my own. I love church, too. I'd, like, on Lent, even, like, when I was in grade school – I'd go to 6 a.m. church with my neighbor. Like, my parents didn't even go.
Oh.
But I was just always, like, close to God. And sometimes not. But most of the time, yes. Just been my own thing. I don't know. I just thought it out on my own. Thankfully. I really feel like being saved is the only, is really, truly... what kept me out of, like, you know, I've had crappy things happen to me, but it could have been so much worse. I could have gotten into drugs. I never got into drugs. I could have been so many things that a lot of my peers, and I feel like it's because I was saved. So,
amen.
I love the Lord. Amen.
And preach, because we're about to do some, we're about to go to church right now because you said that, you know, because just listening to you and talking to you earlier and, you know, your page, you know, you walk it, you're talking it and you're also walking it. Also, what's your motivation? What keeps you going every day? What makes you get up out of bed?
I think my students do. And also, I love what I do. And I'm passionate about it. I'm in touch with people. I'm in touch with people I don't know sometimes. Just like if they, I'll meet someone on Facebook that I don't even know, and they're like, "Can we send you our food?" I'm like, "Yes, send me it every single day. Who are you?" But if God puts it on my heart, then I will listen to it. You know, and it's a specific. I can't explain how I know and why, you know, there's people that I'm like, okay, this person's definitely not somebody to, you know, get back in touch with. But then I'll see you and I'm like, I've got to meet this person. You know, it's just, I think it's just the anointing. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. I'm glad because I'm glad I had that. I don't know why. I just always would seek it out.
Amen.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means. Believe me. Trust me. I have my things I've done that were horrible and it's like now. But I do love the Lord and I always have. And that's how I got into it when I was 16 for my dance teachers. We'd have our little Bible.
They were great influence. They were great influence.
Oh, my God. They were wonderful.
See, that's
we're still close. Every time I go back to Pittsburgh, they all come over, and then we always do a prayer together, and it's just so special, you know? And I've led prayers, you know, in L.A., are you familiar? you've got to know who Robbie Reed is, being in Atlanta.
Robbie Reed?
Yeah.
No.
You've got to look her
up.
She's a sister in Christ. And also, she had a Bible study. She's a huge casting director, and she's in Atlanta all the time, too. And she had this Bible study out of her living room that's now huge called Ascend. And she invited me to it one time, and I was, like, going to the back of the room. I mean, everybody was there, like, Rodney Jenkins was there. Rodney Jerkins, the big producer of Michael Jackson. Rodney Jerkins. And all these people, and I was, like, trying to sneak in the back. And then the pastor goes, "You, in the back, I have a prophecy for you." And I was like, no, I just want to be in the back. I don't want anybody to talk to me. You know, and she was like, "God has a calling on your life." And I had that happen to me again with my – do you know who Darlene Bishop is? She's a very big pastor. She's a huge pastor that goes around and speaks everywhere. Well, she's my friend's mom. And I went to see – it was called God's Woman, and it was in Palm Springs. And I went out – this is when I was on the TV show – and I walked in, I was actually, we were in the front row because Darlene was on stage and I was with her daughters, like, in the front row. And then I was like, this thing was going on forever, Jackie. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And I was like, you guys, I have to go. And the people were like, demons were coming out of people. It was crazy. So I was like trying to sneak out to go to the bathroom. And she was like, hold on, everybody. And this is like thousands of people in the room. She goes, Darlene's daughter's friend, come up to the altar. So, I mean, I feel like I've had an anointing for this kind of work just because of things I've gone through in my life. And definitely God's played a huge part in it. I feel like that's what separates me from other people. Not that other people don't have their thing that's special, but
right.
I feel like that's a very, very big, I'm saying I don't take all the credit for it because I know I've had that support
in
my spirit.
Right. Here's another question. How would you suggest for a new mom to get back into shape?
You got to be patient. I'll tell you, I'm training somebody now that she's on her third child. She just had the baby that she had the release to the doctor, and it takes long because your hormones are going, you're dealing with hormonal changes too. And that sometimes is going to take a little longer. You just have to stay consistent with it to get your cardio. You've got to do your weight training and your resistance training, interval training. That is the best way to stay in shape is you do your cardio. That's what we do at Barry's. It's
right.
The perfect prescription of a workout. You do a little jogging, you do a little, you know, weights, and they don't have to be super heavy. You don't have to go and, like, have a huge, I've got to hire a trainer, I've got to do this. What you could, and that helps, especially in the times when you need, like, that support. I personally have hired trainers before. Like, I had to do, Jillian has a trainer. When I had to do Shape Magazine tour last year, I hired my friend to train me. I said, I'm paying you because I have to, like, be committed to, you know, getting into shape for this tour. So if that's how you do it, but you've got to just stay consistent and don't give up because, you know, your body, it takes longer just with the hormonal changes. But I recommend highly cardio, weight, and resistance training with, say, rubber bands or small hand weights and longer repetition than jump back on a treadmill or jump on a like a 10 minute treadmill, 10 minute weight and resistance training, 10 minute maybe the bike. You got to get a sweat going. And I mean, even if you could do a solid 45 minutes, not even an hour, like a good 45 minutes, I could be quality 45 beats like a crappy hour.
But you know what? I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't help, Matt, when you're watching television or you see a celebrity who had a baby 3 weeks ago, and then they come back and they bounce back to size 2 or 0. You know, I mean, that's the thing that really irks me, you know, because this is, it's not realistic. And it seems as if to me now, it's basically what I see going on, the trend. This one has a baby, she bounced back, let's say, in 4 weeks. The next one has a baby, she bounced back in 3 weeks, and so forth and so. So for new moms out there, they're turning on the television and they're seeing these people, and it's like, oh, my God, you know. So
yeah,
I'm glad you told them to be patient.
You said it. It's not realistic because they all have trainers that are $200-$300 an hour, and they come every day to them. They've got cooks in their home. They have, you know, they're not doing what we're doing. They're mm-hmm. not getting up. They're not putting, you know, they probably have their kids, but I'm sure they've got tons of help too. And, you know, you're going to work. You're driving your kids to work or to school, and you're getting your husband ready. You're cooking. Then you've got to go to the grocery store. It's not a realistic, you can't compare the two. But you do, and I say this as a woman, that as a mother, no, I'm not a mom, but as a mother, you have to take that time to yourself. You have to find it, and you have to, even if you're walking, when you have a 30 minute to go up and down your stairs in your apartment building, you've got to take the time. When you focus that time on yourself, you'll see changes, but it doesn't have to be, you know, we can never compare ourselves to the celebrity lifestyle. It's not realistic.
Right.
Not at all. They're like for me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying don't compare yourself. And yeah, it's so annoying.
See, and that's why you keep it real, because it is. And, you know, when I'm constantly talking to women, my favorite exercise is squat. I love it. I mean, I can do, I just love it. What's your favorite exercise?
My favorite, I teach Tuesday, Thursday, I take button legs day, I love, and I love ab day. Today was ab day, and I had, like, people doing all sorts of crazy stuff, because from being a ballet dancer, I'm really in touch with my core. So, and also, like, with doing the Jillian stuff, her stuff is whole body training. And whole mm-hmm. body training means you don't even need equipment for a lot of the things. And you're using so many muscles at the very same time that you're burning more calories. So I have a lot of fun during those days. I love ab exercises and butt exercises.
We know you love ab.
I have like a little bit of a gut now. Like, I'm going through little bit of a change of life right now. And this is the first time I got a little skin on the stomach. And I'm just like, you know what? It's fine, right?
And I can't see it, but you know, if that's what you say, it is what it is. Hey, Matt, what is that? Barry's Boot Camp, is that what they call that HIIT program? Is that what it's called, HIIT?
No, high intensity interval training is a highly we have it's called a tactical technique. It's one of the aspects in body shred. And what HIIT is the cardio part, where you're bringing heart rate, you're keeping your heart rate high, you're picking it up and you're taking it down, you're taking it up and you're taking it down.
Okay.
So it's high intensity interval training in Barry's Boot Camp, but it's not it's ingrained. It's a part of being Barry's Boot Camp, the interval training. So there are classes that are called HIIT, but that's something different. It's great, though.
So with Barry's Boot Camp, let's say, so you have to be, whoever's teaching a Barry's Boot Camp, let's say in Atlanta, they would have to be certified in that to teach a Barry's Boot Camp. Let's say someone wants to open up a studio and they call it Barry's Boot Camp. Is there certification involved to be a certified Barry's Boot Camp trainer or instructor?
What would happen would be if Barry's came to Atlanta and somebody wanted to be an instructor there, they would have to be certified. They'd have to be certified like an AFA, NASM, like a CPT or H or ACE. Then they would come and they would go through the teaching program at Barry's Boot Camp. And then that's how you you become, it's like you have to audition. It's not really an audition. It's to see if you can teach, because some people can't do it. You're teaching
right.
classes. At a, I have like 60 people, 30 on the treadmill, 30 on the floor. You're doing two classes at once. So not everybody can do that. But you have to
wow.
come in with a, with some sort of a certification to be eligible for it. Just like to teach body shred, you have to have your AFA or your – and all these are like the NASM is the National Academy of Sports Medicine. AFA is American Federation of Aerobics Association. So it's like a certification in fitness.
Okay.
But you go through the program to become like a Barry's Bootcamp teacher.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. what is, let me ask you, what five things you can't live without? That's
what
my
five
question.
Things I can't, oh my goodness.
Cannot live
are
without.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot live without water. Cannot live without my, my cherry chapstick. I have to have chapstick all the time.
Okay. That's true.
I always have water on me. Oh, this is a good question because I have my I have my stuff that I love. I can't live without my dental floss. Like I have dental floss in my purse, my workout bag. I can't live without. I walk around with my computer because we need it for work all the time for our music. I can't live
okay.
without coffee.
Coffee? Okay, you gave
Mm-mm.
me five. Now, what? Go ahead, you were going to say something?
No, that's it.
Okay, that's five. What indulge, something that you spent a lot of money on or you would like to spend a lot of money on, just to say, you know what, I'm just going to blow this money here, this to be self-indulgent, to say, you know, I deserve this. Have you done that yet? And if you haven't, what will it be? And if you have, what was it?
Okay, I bought myself a pair of black Christian Louboutin shoes this year.
Ooh.
I actually bought two pairs for myself, a black pair. And
ooh.
Then when I got a pair of beautiful wedges because I knew we'd be wearing them in the Hamptons because you can't wear heels
mm-hmm.
in the Hamptons. So
mm-hmm.
I indulged
mm-hmm.
myself with that. I indulged myself
wow.
with full price those. And I also, that was my big thing. I mean, I've bought homes and cars and things like that in the past, but I'm not on a TV budget anymore. However, I do well, but I was like, you know, I'm going to get those for myself. And, I want to buy myself a beautiful watch that it coming in the future. I want to buy myself like a beautiful, like Rolex or something like that someday.
To treat yourself with winter right around the corner. We talked about, you know, patients, if someone just had a baby and they want to get, you know, the baby weight off, how, cause this is definitely me right here. How can someone stay motivated into their work, you know, working out in the winter? See, in New York, it's different because you can always jump on a bus or the subway
yeah.
to go to the gym. Here in the South, you're jumping in a car. Everything is car, car, car. Because leaving from New York and coming here, you know, just going to the store, you jump in a car and then those pounds add up. And, you know, I'm trying to be tight and right, you know, so I can't have that. So how would you tell me or someone, other people out there, how do you stay motivated in the wintertime?
Well, here's the good thing. Most cable channels all have on-demand workouts that you can just
oh, yeah.
download immediately. And every computer, you can download workouts. There's a Netflix, it's called Fit Fusion, and Jillian's a part of that, where you can download your favorite instructor, and it can be right on your Netflix or iPad, and it could be on your TV. So,
and it's called
on-demand,
Fit Fusion? Fit Fusion?
Fit Fusion is kind
okay.
of like a fitness Netflix
okay.
where you can download, you know, whatever workout that you would want or whatever teach out. Maybe you want to do a dance workout. But most on-demand, you know, cable, you can download workouts and do it right there in your living room. Any computer, you can download workouts on YouTube for free. So,
right, that's
you know, if you did that a few times a week, you know, it's right there. We have everything at our fingertips now. Put some good music,
right,
follow along, and just, like, get a 30-minute sweat on. That's the,
and
that's
see, and that's
the,
what I'm doing.
Yeah. It sucks
no,
when it's freezing
ahead.
Out to even go outside and, like, get in the car, go to the gym. You can do it in your own home. You just have to, like, be on your own. When I had to do the Jillian's video, it was so hard that I had to, like, use her videos at my house while I was training other people and work out in my living room because, like, I didn't have time to go to other places.
Right.
I was like, there's no way I can walk in this video. Exercises, it's called Hard Bodies. You could, like, download it, I'm sure, now. It was so hard. I was, like, dying during the day. We had these, like, armbands that told you how many calories you burnt. I burnt over, like, 2,000 calories that day.
Wow.
Of doing that video. It was insane. But I would do it in my living room because my, you know, when you're a trainer, to find the time to work out for yourself is, like, so hard. And then you don't feel like doing it. After you teach, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yay.
Right.
You know, I have to kind of do it before or right after I teach. Take one of the classes.
What are your views with fitness and what role does it play in depression?
Okay. Fitness plays a huge role in depression because the hard part is doing it though. Once you do it, you have to, like, know that it's going to be horrible up until the time that you're warmed up and you're in it. After it, you feel amazing. And if you continue to do that, it will actually change your brain chemistry because you're going to be chasing that good feeling. And you won't be as depressed, you know. And the meditation we talked about earlier today, got to get that meditation and you got to quiet your mind. Somehow, if it's for 3 minutes and you start out for 3 minutes, do it. Take that time in the morning when you wake up and think about trying to listen to God. But I feel it definitely scientifically, physically changes the chemistry in your body. That cardio, that breathing, because with breathing hard, when you're working out hard, puts you in the present moment. When you're depressed, you're in the past. When you're anxious, you're in the future. When you're breathing heavy running, you're forced to be in the now. And that's where you get your blessing. That's one of the biggest teachings in Vertical Leap. Now is 0 to 5 seconds. Now is where you get your blessing. Now is when you can create. Now is when you can say, I'm doing it, okay, and get to the gym and just, like, don't even – if you get past that 5 seconds, you know, you're like, uh-oh, I missed that. But the now is where – you're going to find that peace. And working out will take you there, especially cardio. Huge
role. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'd love to be in a position publicly, even more than I am so now, not famously, but publicly, helping women or men or anybody that struggle in areas of weight, in depression, and tie it all up into fitness, especially when we go through the change of life. And, I mean, I've been dealing with the perimenopause for the last year or two. Nobody prepared me for that, okay? I'm like, that's not going to happen to me because I am super nat and I'm in shape. I'm amazing. Yeah, guess what? Joke's on me. So I even emailed Jillian about it. I'm like, this thing's kicking my butt. And she's like, I think you're doing too much. And so I'm in the process of learning that about myself. And I'd love to help women going through that. Cause that's where you get that weird weight gain. And then all of a sudden your like back looks like you could land a plane on it. It's like huge. Like, what is my waistline? Why is my back so wide? You know what I mean? And, like, why am I crazy? Hi, I'm nuts. Like, it's like, brrr,
of like craziness. So that would be a dream for me to be able to like either write a book or, you know, lead talks or something like that, that has to do with like, cause I've had such a, and not a hard time with it, but yeah, a hard time. It's been difficult. Depressed, crazy, gain weight. And then like really trying to keep myself together for my students and my clients.
Right.
That I have.
Right.
But it hasn't been easy, you know? So I see myself still doing what I'm doing in 5 years and just hopefully doing it better. I think I'll do this till I can't move anymore.
And you said something, and I got to tell you, happy belated 49th birthday, because, honey, 49 ain't looked that good before, okay? So there is hope. Because remember, you know, when we were younger, we thought that, oh, my God, you're 30, you're old. Now it seems like we're approaching that age. When someone's 40, 40 is the new 50. When you get 50, you're like, 50 is the new 40. And if you think about it, look at the old movies back then, you know, back in the day, or even when your mother was your age, if you can kind of remember, or look at pictures, and you're like, wow, because it seems like we're looking better than they were, and I'm sure they look better than their parents, you know what I'm saying? But it's so funny, I'm hearing 50 is the new 50, and when you're people who are entering 50, 50 is the new 40, and I'm like.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I'm right there with, I'm going through it too, you know, so. I'm learning as I go through it. I'm kind of understanding more and more about it, but thank God I work out, because it's everything. And but if before we quit, I just want to tell anybody who's listening, and obviously we're friends now, Jackie, so call me or write me or anything. If you guys want to Facebook me, or, you know, message me on Facebook with questions, or feel free. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And also, thank you so much for this opportunity.
You know, you're welcome. And that's why we created this. I created this platform for women to share, educate, and empower each other, because, you know, it's a platform that's well needed out there, because, you know, with all the ratchetness going on, we just need to have a platform. I'm not going to even go there. We're not going to rehash today's conversation.
No.
But we just need a platform where, because I tell everyone, whoever's on the show, they're a celebrity as well. So it doesn't have to be someone, oh, let me sign your autograph. Everyone that comes on this show is a celebrity. This is not my show. This is my guest and the listeners. This is their show. I am just basically the facilitator of it, because there's so many questions that we women have, and either we don't have a place to talk about it, or you know, form some sort of a sister circle. So that's why, you know, this show was created out of love, and really with God, because if I didn't create this, I think he would have put me back in the grave. So this is what I needed to do. But you've been phenomenal, and definitely later on in the, you know, next year, early on next year, we definitely want you back on the show, because you're giving me an insight. You've given me some insight, and yes, you know, we're now, you're my sister friend right now, and, you know, so now, it was just wonderful. You know, for those of you who probably tuned in late, we have Nami Retainer on the radio. She is my fitness guru. I just love her. More importantly, she's working at Barry's Boot Camp. She's one of the lead instructors, fitness trainers out there. She's in the Barry's Boot Camp in New York, and I'm sure it's going to be coming to Atlanta or in a town near you. So it was just wonderful having you on the radio. It was just phenomenal. And I want to thank you for our tips, and I'm glad we gave you some questions to think about when I asked about what 5 things you can't live without. And you mentioned that we have to drink water, and we have to be patient. That's what I got out of the interview. We have to be patient. Just like Nike said, you're right, just do it. So, again, I want to thank you for being on the show. I know you have tons of things to do. Thank you for carving out this time for me. And, again, you definitely are worthy, and thank you for coming on. Worthy. So God
bless. And thank you for that name. We got to keep it worthy. You know, there's, like you said, there's all that craziness going on, and us worthy women need to keep standing up taller and taller.
And that's what we're trying to do. So I want you to have a good evening, and God bless. And we'll speak definitely again soon, okay?
Yeah, keep in touch. And anybody, reach out to me. I love you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. And I'll send you the tape.
Bye. Yeah, please.
Bye-bye. And that was Natalie Rataino listening to, she was basically the guest on Women Are Worthy, and the title of the show was How Exercising Can Impact Your Life. We were talking about other things. So next week, it's going to be one of my favorite heroes. She's going to be on the show on the 21st, Sparkle, and we're going to be talking about the She. She's the She Maven brand. She has a brand called the She. So she's a phenomenal lady, and tune in next Wednesday. Have a great day and have a great weekend. Bye, guys.
Fall fashion's in full swing, and it's time to save big at Old Navy. Starting tomorrow, get up to 50% off store-wide on your favorite dresses, pants, and tops. Plus, all jeans are on sale from $15 tomorrow at Old Navy. Valid 9/23 to 10/2, select styles only.